نستغفره وبه ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين صدق الله العظيم. In this verse of Quran Kareem, Allah Tabarak Kareem gives a unique example which we heard explained by our Honorable Sheikh and Principal Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib, Dhamma Barakatuh, whose actual program was supposed to be today. But because of Hazrat's health, we ask everyone to make a lot of dua for Hazrat. So this is like a repetition and explanation of these verses that we heard from our Ustad. What this verse means, normally to understand Quran, you always need some example behind it. So the translation of the verse will mean that's the yard, tilka darul akhirah. But to understand what it was meant and what context, so our principal gave an example to put us as missing. Without it, you can't get your supper. The child that goes out, he has money and he got his mission. He doesn't have to go far and he has to return very quickly. But on the way, he will normally, because of his immature nature, his eye will fall on something on the road. If all his friends playing cricket or soccer. So that one action made him forget his entire mission. It's all gone. The money is still in his pocket. As he runs on the ball, it's jingling. And his mind now and then will go, then why is there money in my pocket? The thought is there, but it's not in front. He plays, it's getting late. The mother got the pot on the stove, but the thing is not coming. So she starts getting worried. And a mother with love for a child is called natural love. When that mother will leave the house, the mother will leave not with anger, but the mother leaves more with concern and hurry, because it's a mother. Had it been a brother who she sent to go find him, he would have come and bashed the lights out of him. He said, you're supposed to go buy potatoes, you're playing here. A brother can't go love like a mother. When the mother goes out, she loves the child. She looks here, she looks there. When she does find the child, then that mother will walk up to him and she will show an expression not of love. Because it's a mother, she will show an expression of anger. He will look at her and she will give him one small smack also. And when she smacks him, she will say, I sent you for this. I sent you for something else. But in that smack, how much of love is in that smack? That before that smack, there was 20 minutes of dua. As the mother was walking, making dua, where's my child? But when the smack came, she wasn't going to hug the child and say, lucky I found you, she smacked him. But it was a smack of love. On that now you see this verse of Quran. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us in the world, we were sent after a question and an answer. The question was, at that time there was nothing but Allah. So the question was, alastu bi rabbikum. Can there be anyone for you but me? When there was nothing in the world but Allah, the whole world stood up and said, Bala. That Allah, besides you, what can we ever see? And then it was told that now we're going to go in a world where you are going to see everything but me. At that time, again, this question is going to put in front of you. That Alastu bi rabbikum, is there anyone for you but me? At that time where thousands and thousands and thousands were drowned in the games of soccer and cricket and in the trivial sports of this world in drugs and in porn, at that time there will be those selected individuals who, as that child, had a mother who smacked him and he told him, did I send you for that? There will be certain individuals in this world who Allah sent a divine message to them. They will also receive a divine smack. Something will make them snap. And they will realize, I wasn't sent for this. This will come in the form of Quran. You will enter the masjid sometimes and you will hear one verse. A man far from deen, a non-Muslim. He explained why he accepted Islam. He said, living in the land of Germany where everything is free. Everything. You do what you want, what do you want, when you want, how you want. And we think that in freedom there is happiness, but in freedom there is captivity. Because you laugh the whole night, but at night when you go out of the bed alone, and you move this way and that way, one thought that money is jingling in the pockets. That why do you think that you got some money? Similarly, when a man is on his bed at night, Muslim or non-Muslim, one thing troubles him, why am I here? The man who doesn't know why he's here, he's lost. So the man said, life would carry on, he would love for Friday. Friday night out with the friends, spend whatever you had during the week. Saturday night out with the friends, you land up with someone, you don't even know who you landed up with, you spend the night. The next day is Sunday, you just sleep it out drunk. He said, Monday was known as Blue Monday. On Monday, whoever you meet, you just want to kill. You don't want to see anyone, and no one wants to see you. That's their world. Because you don't know why you're loving. You're loving for the Friday. He said, a day came, he walked through the forest, and it came out. That why did you create me? And you never know who he's speaking to. That is a word of a man who doesn't have an Allah. So he said, after he came out, he walked in that forest, where it was known that you normally get mugged. You get robbed, you might get killed, and you walk in just to die. Someone kill me. And as he walked, and he walked out, he was irritated, he saw a small shop, they were selling books. In which country? In Germany. Muslim bookshop? No, non-Muslim bookshop. He entered the bookshop. Then he looks at so many books. Right at the bottom, covered with dust, he finds a translation of Al-Quran. No man came to give him a lecture. On the internet, he never was looking for the truth. But when Allah wants to give a divine smack, it can come in so many ways. How fortunate an individual is. He says he pulls out a copy of Quran. He turns to one page. And the writing is there, has the time not come for my servants to submit to his creator? He says he doesn't know who was speaking, but the way it was said. You take the money, whatever it was very cheap. If that one verse would make him read the whole Quran. Within a few days he'll complete the entire translation and then go looking to someone, make me a Muslim. Say, what made you a Muslim? Who taught you of Islam? He said, it was one verse of a book where I don't know how I found it. It was a divine slap from the Creator. And oh my servant, did I send you for this? Wake up. For some it will come in the form of dreams. A friend, he had gone out, couple of times he had gone out. You go out, you go to Dubai, you go to Malaysia, you go to Russia, you go to Germany. When you got money, you do what you want. But when you have no Allah, this heart never finds peace. So he said, they'll go out with their friends and spend their weekends in filth. And every time after the weekend on the return home, you'll feel bad. But life will carry on in drugs, in women, in everything. And then he said, one night while sleeping, this is a divine slap from the Creator. That my servant, did I send you for this? One night while sleeping, he has a dream. In the dream, he sees someone pulling him in the grave. And he's telling the person, I don't want to go. And the whole bed is like pulling him. So he started screaming that he woke everyone in the room. They thought it's a jinn. Everyone jumped up, started reading, pull out of the bin falak. But he was screaming his life out. Then he woke up while waiting, he's screaming and fighting with the beds. Then he looks at everyone looking at him shocked. So the Jafar, he just laughed, he said, nightmare. Now they all kept quiet, they all started laughing. He's thinking about the dream. The dream was someone was pulling him. And in the dream, as he was feeling the pull, he was saying to Allah, then give me a last chance. So that night now he said, I can't do it anymore. Finished. I can't go back. I made a promise. Now look at this. In a dream he made a promise. Look at the divine snap of Almighty Allah. Normally if you are in evil, a time comes you fall back in your evil. So he came back home, he lived straight for a while. And then his friend told him, you're going again overseas, he said, let's go. So as he's going now, as he's going, in the aeroplane he sleeps, he has a dream. What dream? This is a divine snack from the Creator. Oh my servants, that snack of Allah is filled with the love of that mother. How the mother snacks the child, the love of Almighty Allah for the servants, where can a mother ever match it? So much of love Allah Ta'ala shows to what and what type of people. Because Allah loves the creation. So he has a dream. In the dream he sees he's standing at the top of a cliff. High. And at the bottom of the cliff he can see water. The water is banging on the mountains, banging on the cliff. And you know how water bangs and how the waves go back. And how it bangs. And as he looks, he thinks I'm going to fall. And he pulls himself back and he looks again and he's scared. What is? And then he wakes up and he's perspiring in the plane. He doesn't know what it means, so when he gets a chance, he makes a phone call to someone who is famous in interpreting dreams. What a dream I saw. So the person who had the dream was an alim, so his mind went to one verse of Quran. And look at how Allah Ta'ala speaks to his servants. In one verse of Quran, Allah Ta'ala speaks about an example. Allah Ta'ala says, حَتَّى إِذَا كُنْتُمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ. Oh my servants, remember those times when you are in the mountain, when you are on the ships. وَجَرَيْنَ بِهِمْ بِرِيْحٍ طَيِّبًا. And now the boats are moving, the winds are there, meaning life is going smoothly. You happy? وَفَرِقُوا بِهَا. Everyone is smiling. At that time, جَاءَتْهَا رِيْحٌ عَاصِفٌ. Suddenly, a severe wind comes. And the captain was smiling 1 minute ago, he doesn't know what's happening, and the boat is being tossed from side to side. Meaning problems come in your life, whether you are on sea or whether you are on land. Everything is going well, suddenly there is a phone call. Suddenly your whole empire you see collapsing. One storm, جَاءَتْهَا رِيْحٌ عَاصِفٌ وَجَاءَهُمُ الْمَوْجُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. From every side waves are now banging on the ship. Even if that pilot was not a Muslim, at that time he says, oh God, every side problems hitting here, the ship is going this way, the ship is going that way. وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ أُحِيطَ بِهِمْ. And everyone convinced we're going to die. The man is there, my one friend, he said they were in an aeroplane. And something happened, and the captain started saying there's a problem with the engine. He looked at his wife, and this is real. At the time when you're in problems, you forget all your fights also. He looked at his wife, she looked at him. First time in his life, she put his hands and he said, make me mark for everything. Can you please forgive me whatever I did? He said his wife never asked for forgiveness. But when you see death in front, you'll be ready to forgive your father, your mother, your brother, your aunt. That person will say, I'll never forgive you till the day of Qiyamah. But when you see death in front, you say, I'll forgive the whole world. Please, O Allah, forgive me. So at that time, that boat is moving. وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ أُحِيطَ بِهِمْ. Then Allah says, at that time, دَعَوُ اللَّهُ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينِ. Everyone from their heart start begging, O Allah, لَيْنَ أَنْجَيْتَنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ. If you save me from this, I promise you I will change. لَيْنَ أَنْجَيْتَنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِ. I promise. And then Allah says, but so amazing, فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاهُ. As soon as Allah makes the whole scene calm down, now the problems are gone. It just left it. Whether you want sea, whether you want land, it disappeared. You thought you had cancer, you thought you were going to die. Suddenly the doctor told you, I read the wrong file. You okay? Suddenly the tears became smiles. Now you're having party. But how many promises were made? Allah Ta'ala says, as soon as you see land, إِذَا هُمْ يَبْغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. Suddenly man jumps onto land and he forgets his Allah. And then Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّمَا بَغْيُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Oh people, who are you trying to fool? Are you trying to fool your creator? This is a few days of enjoyment in the world. You still have to come back to Allah tomorrow. So in that dream, when he saw the water banging hard, that Aaron told him, that my mind is going to one verse of Quran, where Allah Ta'ala speaks about waves banging. And it seems that you, the person of the dream, you had made a promise to your Allah. And it seems you are on the verge of breaking your promise. So Allah is asking you, are you like the people of the ship? That in the ship everyone cries to Allah, but when you come on land, everyone forgets. Allah Ta'ala is saying, oh my servant, don't be like those people, you're different. Or what? Lack of love. That when your Allah speaks to you directly, so whenever your heart gets a thought, whenever your heart gets a feeling, then you must understand a divine slap has come from a loving Allah to your heart. That, oh my servant, I never sent you for this. You got something else to love for. What is that to love for? Till the Darul Akhirah, there's another world coming. As long as you don't know that world, and you don't want that world, you're scared to die. Every day you will live in fear. Non-verbal principle explains, a man landed up by the train station, where the trains are moving. So from the outside, this world also from the outside, how lovely it looks. But from the inside, it's a different story. Standing on the platform, he sees the train going. The first coach is called first class. In first class, you get whatever you want. So he sees through the window a man is sitting, and that woman who's in charge of the train, the coach is taking his order, menu, sir, what do you want, what can I get for you, will you have tea, will you have toast, will you have something? The man is standing looking through the window, and that's how we see the world. We see the world from the small window. We see someone with a Rolls Royce, someone with a Ferrari, someone with a high wall, someone with lovely clothing. We say, wow, what a life. But only Quran will take you in the light to tell you from the outside, don't ever make judgments. So looking through the window, he says, what a lucky man. He got it all, first class, air conditioner, pretty woman taking his order, what else do you want? Lovely bed. And then as the train will move, you get a coach which is called last class. Last class got nothing. There's a man he sees through the small window again. He's holding onto two bags, there's no seats proper. And there are flies moving around, and he shakes his head. He says, how unfortunate, how sad. Exactly like this when we look at people who are suffering in many countries. When we see the people of Iman being tortured in many countries, then we say, how sad. But not how sad, our eye never ever thinks what that man's position is by his creator. Because we never went in. Now Allah will come and tell the man, let me take you in the train. This is Quran. Quran is the word of the Creator who says, I will show you behind the scenes. Come behind. First we will run to first class to congratulate the man who is traveling first class. Shake his hand. You look at him, you say, wow. But when he looks at you, he's not smiling. He got no gun. There's lovely food in front, he hasn't eaten. So you say to him, what's wrong with you? You got lovely food, you got an aircon, you got a bed. What else do you want in life? He doesn't answer, he just looks at you. And there's a cry in his eye, there's a cry in his heart. Somebody else will have to tell you his story. That this man has committed a terrible crime. He was caught. He was taken to court, he was convicted. Now they are sending him on farm for his punishment. At the next station, there are so many police officers waiting. They will be taking him to the place where he will be hung. The rope is ready. He knows it all. He has already brought favor to his family. This is his last journey. And the person will say that, how do you expect him to eat? Because on the move of every wheel, he is coming closer and closer to his destruction. You expect him to eat cheese and tomatoes? He doesn't want to die. How is he going to smile? Then you land up in last class. You want to go tell the person, I feel so sorry for you. Can I carry your bag? There are flies moving around his neck, head. You feel sorry for him, but he's smiling. You ask him, how can you smile? You got nothing around you that makes you smile. This is what Quran taught. What makes a man happy is the heart. It's not what's around the body. If the heart is connected with the creator of happiness, this man will be happy wherever he is. If this heart remains in the anger of one Allah, the world can try to make you smile, they will never manage. Because every day you know I have to meet Allah. He asked the man, how can you smile? The man says, why shouldn't I smile? I'm going home. He said, what do you mean you go home? He said, for so many years I was somewhere else. I worked. I spend little, I send my money home.
sent him home. Their birthday night, house, their birthday park, they got a farm. Now my mother, my father wrote a letter to me, well done, son. You have earned more than enough. You're all comfortable. Come home. Says, little bit cash I had, I bought presents. I put it in my bags. My bags are full. He said, I never want to spend money even for the tickets. I bought the cheapest ticket to buy more and more. He said, on the next station, my whole family is there. They will take my bags. I'm dirty now. Tonight I'm in the shower. Tomorrow you will never see me next. The bags are going to be open tonight. My children are going to be smiling. Tomorrow the whole family is coming. He says, how can I not smile with the move of every wheel? I am going closer and closer to my beloved. Why did he not smile? If man understands where our house is, that we have been created to go somewhere, as long as you're scared to go, you will live in a fool's paradise. A man ended up at a doctor. Doctor checked up his pulse, checked up his blood, told him you have to go for this test, that test. He told him, my friend, you know what, you got heavy problems. You got blood pressure, and you got this, and you got that. So he came out, he was scared as it is. He sat in the car, his wife told him what the doctor said. So he made the second mistake of his life, he told his wife. They were a bigger problem. Whatever the doctor told him, double the man came here. Double that shit. Now she told him, next morning you woke up for breakfast. He forgot his eggs and his sausages, he found salads. He said, what? But she was on the internet last night. She said, from now on you want a salad diet. Salad will make your heart work, it will make your lungs work, it will make this work, that work. He said, for how long until you get better? How are you going to get better? He said, salad for breakfast, no problem. But when salad came for lunch, and salad came for supper, and salad came for breakfast, and next day she's sending him jogging. Now he's getting too much salad from the nose is coming out. Salad from the ears, he's dreaming of salad. He can't manage. Every time he looks at his wife, he's going to that fridge to take some nice sweets. His wife wants the light. So what are you doing? Get out of here. Every time he looks at her dad, he says, listen to me and you will live 10 years longer. Everyone wants to live. That's why you go to the doctor, running here, running there. You want to live 10 years, no one wants to die. Every time he looks at her, one chocolate please, 10 years you want to live, listen to me. How much talent? Now they're in the car, driving, there's a major accident. He died, she died, in the accident. Now they land up in paradise. So they are believers, so the angels say, welcome madam, welcome sir. Nice to see you. Enter. So as he enters in paradise, you will see what used to thrill you in this world. Because you are the man of health. What thrills the man of health? I mean golf, jogging. Because you have to do some exercise. So he saw a golf course. So he said, this is a smart golf course. I never saw one like this on earth. He said, how much it costs? What's the fare to enter? So the angel says, this is paradise. Everything free. He said, you can't trick me. In the scenario, they also told me everything free and there was something written always under. And he said, it's not money. My friend, this is Jannah. Paradise. You played the best golf in your life. First time in his life, he hit the ball. It went ooh in the air and landed plop in the hole. That's what happened in this world. But first time in his life, his wife said to him, wow. I never know you can play golf. In this world, everything your wife will praise you. My principal says your wife will praise you in this world 2 times. One is before you get married. Before you get married, she tells everyone, you know Ahmed, hey Ahmed, I heard it's like this, I heard it's like that. And the second time she'll praise you is after you die. She says, Ahmed was a good man, you know. In between, finish. Don't ever ask your wife if you go in paradise. You'll be the first in Jahannam. She knows the whole story. She says, wow, what a shock. Now after the game of golf, they landed up, it was a pool, it was a swim. You enjoying the swim, what a swim. Now after you swim, what, you get hungry. So as you're hungry, you land up. Dinner or breakfast is ready now. What a breakfast, the first breakfast of paradise. Everything you can imagine is laid out. There is the chicken, there is the stew, there is the kebab, whatever you think better than that, there is the fish. The walls are laid out. But as he entered, instead of going towards the right, his eye went towards salad. Salad was also there on the left. So as his eye went to salad, the angel told him, sir, where are you going? It starts on this side, you end on that side. He said, you know me, and he's looking at his wife. He said, I got blood pressure. I can't eat this. So the angel tells him, my friend, you in the world, you are in paradise now. In paradise, there is no blood pressure. There is no heart problems. There is no death. There is no death. You eat what you want. You do what you want. You enjoy what you want. And the angel is telling him. He can't get it. He's looking at the angel, looking at his wife. After a while, he looks at his wife. Whole life, what he used to say? Listen to me, you live 10 years longer. He says to his wife, you idiot, I should have died 10 years before. They are learning, for what? One friend of ours, his father was very ill, so he wrote a message. They make dua, and after a while his father then passed away, so he was very upset. So he had a dream. In the dream he saw his father was upstairs, he was downstairs. The father was like standing tall, and then in the dream the father became a child. And then the father became a man again, mature, and then a child. And then the father went like this to him. So he got scared, because when a man would die next like this here, he thinks you also going to die. So he quickly started sending people a message, what happened? So what an interpretation he was given. He was told what happened is, that your father is telling you by being mature and becoming a baby, and being mature and becoming a baby, that oh my son, no matter how much you and mommy would try to look after me, because of my old age, sometimes I miss the bed, sometimes I can't walk, sometimes I miss the bathroom, you are going to clean it up. But whenever you are cleaning it up like a man who looks after an old person. Ya Allah, I am being pampered like a child, You would never have pampered me. When a child messes his napkin, the mother will wash and give it a kiss also. By Allah, you pampered. In the world, people will make your service because he's my father. They would love here because it's a duty. So the father was saying, you are looking after me, my Allah is pampering me like a child. Can never match. And then when he made like this, he never mean die. He means, my son, you are making dua, I must come back in the world. After I saw what's happening on top, I'm telling you, you rather come upstairs. And nothing is downstairs. Only we think it's all. That is why we find one man on the bed. He's old, he already saw the world. What else he wants in the world? He's born already. But he don't want to go. So as he's lying there, he looks and he sees one Fatima, his wife. 40 years he remembers of life with Fatima. He starts crying, he says, Fatima, what and what we went through. How, remember we were here, we were there, we did this, we did that. How am I going to leave you, Fatima? And then he says, oh my Fatima, who will look after you? That's how we all say, well, who will look after my Fatima? And then he looks at his Aisha and his Ruqayya daughters and his Ahmad and he looks at everyone, he don't want to die. So he's making excuses, my Fatima, who's going to look after her? Then Allah Tabaraka will give another divine smack. That, oh my servant, it's time to come now. How can divine smack will come? He's lying on his bed, he's old. But as he's looking, suddenly a scene of Jannah will open up in front of him. One curtain. Now suddenly he's not saying Fatima, he was there, but suddenly his eyes are like this. He sees paradise. And in paradise he sees one door opening. And winds are blowing. And from the door a pretty poor, one woman of Jannah walks out. Now he's forgot Fatima. She's gone, now his eyes are failing. Fatima is saying, Ahmad, can you hear me? Where is bothered about Fatima? You stay one side. Now he's looking in paradise. He's looking at that pole. He never thought you can get some creation like this. As that pole comes front, then the pole will go like this. Come. His heart will start going. I want to come. Then imagine if the pole has to do this. Finish. He say, I'm going to look after my Fatima. So, come on. Somebody will look after Fatima. Who cares about Fatima? Leave her. Time to go. That smack came from the beginning of Allah. And that smack will continue troubling us till the end of our life. Our Allah will continue giving divine smacks of love on this heart. To say, oh my servant, it is that world you have been created for, not this world. You have been created to die and meet me. You haven't been created to live. You have been created to do for me today, so that I promise I will do for you tomorrow. You have been created to obey me today, and I promise I'll treat you like a king tomorrow. You sacrifice for me today, and tomorrow the whole paradise will sacrifice for you. That divine smack comes every day. That divine hikmat is what we call now this Islahi Jalsa. This Islahi Jalsa is where many people who have heard bayans, who have heard lectures, who have heard advices of the divine smack of Almighty Allah on the heart of the individual. The reminder that Allah Ta'ala gives again and again. Without that reminder, we all forget. To get that reminder, we are having now this Islami Jalsa. This is the first program. Today after Maghrib Salah, after Asr Salah, there will be the second. After Maghrib, there will be the third. Tomorrow after Fajr Salah, there will be a program. Before Dhuhr, from 10 o'clock onwards, there will be a program. Then after Dhuhr, immediately for the youth. And this is something that you should try to send wherever a youngster you know who is lost and caught up in the filthy system of the Dajjal, to try and tell him take part in this program that will take place in the tent next door. That will be immediately after the Dhuhr Salah for about 1.5 to 2 hours. All children from about the age of 15 to about 25. They will explain what their world really is, how they are supposed to look at it. Then after Asr Salah, tomorrow there will be a program, and after Maghrib Salah, and then on Sunday again from 10 after Fajr Salah, and then from 10 until Zuhr. In these programs, which will be conducted by many, many great people, all who have learned much about the heart, and who got a unique message, and we don't know whose message is going to touch our heart. So we request every single person to try and take part. And as for the woman, on the posters they have mentioned certain websites where you can listen to the programs. Try to give invitation to all that we know. Try to listen. Who knows when the divine smack of Almighty Allah will fall on our heart. And at the end we ask, or we thank the people who are in charge of this masjid for giving this jalsa the chance of holding the program, hosting the program, holding this program in this masjid, making all the facilities available. From the bottoms of our heart we ask Allah to reward you and to give you all the best of this world and the best of the hereafter.